election. Two top teams in District 5 and 6. Both these teams come out of District 6 vying for a chance to play the Wapsie Valley or Gladbrook Rhinebeck in the Unidome. So tonight, quarterfinal action, trying to decide which team is going to advance out of Districts 5 and 6 into the semifinals to be played next week, November 15th. A big night. Thanks for joining us. We had a little connection issues earlier. I don't know if we're going to blame the iPhone in U.S. Cellular or who, but either way, we're connected now. Hopefully you can hear us. Thanks for joining us. We're just going back to some old-school technology. I actually have a hand crank here and an old car battery, and we hooked it up, and we got this thing running, and we're broadcasting right here in the BGM booth. Great host so far. It's been a great night for football. Both teams very excited to come out here. Big fan support for both teams. The BGM side completely filled. The visiting Pekin side filled as well. People standing along on both sides. Huge game, a lot at stake. Nice crosswind here tonight. So that may affect the passing game. But other than that, a beautiful, clear night for football. A lot of backstories for both these teams. BGM undefeated 11-0 so far, rolling right along. So far, the toughest game they've had, actually against Pekin 2 weeks ago, down at Pekin. Final score of that game, BGM came out on top, 19-7. Now, the game seemed closer than it did with the final score, but all the way to the end, a tough match for both teams. Both teams matched very well physically. Jack Klein, top nation running back, not just in Iowa, I mean national recognition for the yardage that he's gained in punt returns, kickoff returns, as well as running the football behind the back. So he is definitely going to be a factor tonight. Now, Pekin was able to hold him pretty well when they came to Pekin, but that opened up their quarterback to really get some yards. Kriegel is a very mobile quarterback. He's a solid quarterback. He's a big guy coming in at 185, 6'1". I mean, that's a good-sized Class A quarterback, and very strong legs as well. So a lot of factors for BGM. They relied heavily on their passing. Now, like I said, there is a nice crosswind today coming from south to north, so we'll see tonight how that affects their passing game. But BGM, a lot of different options, a lot of different ways they can go. Very powerful offense, racked up a lot of points this year. So far, he's used their way through the playoffs, and they've had home field advantage all the way through. So a lot of hosting here for BGM on this field, so that should help out as well. And as I mentioned earlier, good fan support. And on the other side of the ball, for the Pekin Panthers, they've had a great playoff run as well, defeating two opponents quite handily, coming in here, Lone Tree, and then last week at Lisbon, we caught our broadcast there. So, well, not even last week, Monday. Man, things are just flying right along here, and things just really moving at a very rapid pace. If you've ever been involved in playoff games, and we were kind of talking up here in the booth, there was another broadcaster up here, and he said, oh, yeah, I think I went to Lisbon last year, or maybe it was the year before. You just kind of look back, because once playoffs start, it's a very quick run. I know I was privileged to be on the Pekin in 1998 championship team under Tom Stone, as well as 1997, we finished second. And when you go through those teams and you go through that time, Saturday, Sunday practices, it's a lot, but I'll tell you at the end, it's worth it, because tonight it really comes down to the kind of stories that you tell your kids, your grandkids, and you're going to go on to do a lot of great things in your life. You're going to get married, you're going to have children, but you're always going to remember nights like tonight. So BGM taking the field, the Bears, very strong presence, as we mentioned, a lot of fans here on their feet, ready to go, but as I said, Pekin travels extremely well. They're here supporting their team as well. It's been a great week for Pekin. We honored our Class 1A state championship cross-country team. Had a great assembly there. Once again, hats off to Coach Idle and Coach Wright. Just a dynasty going there. These guys have placed first or second the last 7 years in a row. Just a phenomenal squad and doing great things. And like I said, great coaching, great leadership under Coach Wright and Coach Idle. So hats off once again to the girls' cross-country team. And the boys finished well and made it to state as well. So hats off to them. I know Austin Ferris, one of the top finishers for Pekin, improved considerably from last year. He's just a sophomore, so we'll see him the next couple of years. And there's some other younger guys that are filling in. Say goodbye to a couple seniors, but other than that, they're going to rebuild, and they'll be right back there again next year. So exciting cross-country team. Pekin's volleyball team finishing second round in the playoffs. So a lot of fantastic things just happening here at Pekin. And among them, of course, this game right here at BGM. Tonight, our referees will be Garth Workman. He's from Burlington. He's the crew chief. Our line judge, Benjamin Bruick from West Burlington. Our umpire, Michael Sayer from Burlington as well. linesman Dennis Glancy, Burlington. Back judge Brandon Cummings, he's from Sperry. So we've got five referees that have traveled from even further southeast than we are now, and we'll see how they do tonight. So far, been pretty clean games for both teams, I'm sure. Penalties, you know, not really a factor when you get to this point, but you've got to be perfect in a game like tonight. Pekin Panthers taking the field now. A lot of support for them as well. Trying to get the window open here, see if you can hear the crowd noise. I don't know if we can. It's nice and warm, but he's giving me the directions just to pull it, you dummy. I got it now. Thank you, sir. So, yeah, I like to hear the crowd. We'll see him get involved here. I believe it is going to be the national anthem out of respect for our veterans, our country. I am going to go silent, and I will resume in just a few moments. The Legion from Brooklyn here is here to raise a flag, and we're going to let them do that right now. So if you're just tuning in here, there will be some dead air. Just a reminder, they have just the Legion has come across and posted the colors. They will now be raising the flag and singing the national anthem. And once again, like I said, out of respect of our country, we will just take a moment here. So if you're just tuning back in, that was the national anthem. I apologize. Normally, we could take a commercial, go back to the studio, do a lot of things, but we have had to go low-tech. So if it sounds like I'm inside a tin box, it's because I am. I actually have a tin can, two wires, a screwdriver, and a flashlight, and that's how I'm broadcasting tonight. So you're welcome. This is what I do for you. This is my commitment to you. I'm here in Brooklyn bringing you Pekin Panthers versus the BGM Bears, a tremendous quarterfinal game, two outstanding young teams doing battle tonight. They've battled in the past. Brooklyn came out on top, and it was a close game, though. It was a great game to watch. At any point, it felt like Pekin was in it. They really played fantastically well. I think a lot to be proud of for both coaching staffs down there at Pekin when we played just 2 weeks ago. And since that time, both teams just rolling through the competition in the playoffs, coming out on top of Division 5 and 6. Both teams come out of the same section, the same district, so exciting to see District 6 represented so well tonight. And once again, on the line here, a trip to the Dome. There's no place like Dome, they say, and that's tonight. If the team that comes out of here will play either Wapsie Valley, and that's a team I remember from back in the 1990s when I played, an outstanding team, or Gladbrook Rhinebeck, who is also another phenomenal powerhouse in their own right. So a lot of opportunities here for either team out of PGM or Pekin to advance and do a really great job. So, starting for BGM tonight, Mason Sherwood, he's a wide receiver. Zach Freeze, he's a tight end. Jack Klein, the running back we talked about earlier, if you missed it, he is just an outstanding young player. who, well, not young, he's a senior now, but an outstanding player who's put up a ton of numbers that gained national attention and recognition. Kirk Berry, number 9, coming in at wide receiver, senior as well. Kyle Greach, who's a senior, running back. Number 50, Christian Williams, he's an O-lineman. Number 54, Adam Hawkins, who's an O-lineman. Number 62, Jake Tibbetts, an O-lineman as well. Shane Slaymaker, number 63, an O-lineman, and rounding out the lineman, Spencer Meldrum, number 65. So that's your BGM Bears starting lineup over on the Pekin side of the football. Number 5, Cade Milliken, wide receiver. Number 16, Kobe Elsup, who's quarterback. Number 21, Chase Copeland, a running back. Number 32, Pete Club, running back. Number 37, Christian Whitrock, running back. Number 55, Matthew Jones, lineman. Eric Adam, number 59, a lineman as well. Cole Rickard, number 63, a lineman. J.D. Hollingsworth, number 71, an offensive lineman. Jared Bond, an offensive lineman, and rounding out the Pekin Panthers, starting 11, Brody Long, number 81. So a lot of seniors getting a look tonight at that starting offense. We'll see them on defense as well, that defensive line for Pekin. So solid this year, unyielding. They just do not bend up front there. And any of the yards on defense coming from the secondary, allowing some passes. So tonight, that'll have to be something that Pekin will have to shore up and really make it a point to not allow this quarterback, who can be elusive, can run it in his own right. We saw this last week against Lisbon. Really, their only points coming from passing, and their only yardage really coming from passing. So I think that'll be the big story tonight. You know, Jack Klein, obviously, a lot of yards, the ability to run. But the Panthers, pretty good job stopping them last time they were at Pekin. It's really going to be under the direction and legs of Brian Kriegel, their quarterback, to kind of make things happen for the BGM Bears to advance past the Panthers. Panthers, of course, going to try and stop that. They've got their own elusive mobile quarterback, Colby Alsop. Colby Alsop, a senior. He's behind him, Chase Copeland, the sophomore sensation who was broken out this year and just had a tremendous year. For him, a starting point, Montezuma, just sticks out as just kind of a thing that just broke him out and made him a great player. Pete Club, number 32, the senior as well, coming in that fullback spot. So you look to hear those names a lot. Also, Club and Copeland, those three guys, the main legs they're going to be dependent on among the Panther rushing game. So the Panthers will kick off. Kick by Pete Club comes down to about the 10-yard line, returned up to the 20. First and 10, BGM. On the 24-yard line, excuse me. So first and 10, BGM, 24-yard line, BGM, getting the call here, running it in. Once again, led by Brian Kriegel, the senior. BGM rushes to the line. Panthers in a 3-5 defense. Kriegel comes out under center, and before we can get started, there's some whistles out here. And it's a timeout, BGM, already. So we've only got 5 seconds off the clock here in the first quarter. BGM takes a timeout, so something in that Panther defense they didn't like, or a lineup change to substitute somebody in. But BGM doesn't run any other players off, but they take a timeout here, and they're going to talk it over. So with just 5 seconds left, BGM has burned a timeout already. They're first and 10. The ball is on the 24-yard line. Panther defense just got out on the field. BGM offense, first series for them, coming right back here after that timeout. A quick discussion from Coach. Coach Burns having another great year. They had a great run last year as well. Coach Donovan in his defense, going to try and stop him here. I mentioned Chase Copeland earlier. His parents, Stephen Holly, own Copeland Auto Body. They're great supporters of Pekin football and bringing this broadcast to you. If you have any automotive needs, collision repair, towing, anything you need, give Stephen Holly a call at Copeland Auto. They're in Hedrick and in Sigourney. Come back in. After the timeout, they come up right through the middle of Klein. Not much there. No, excuse me. Greach, number 32 on the carry, gets about 3. Brings up 2nd and 7, ball on the 26-yard line. Panthers, good stop there. Once again, the Panther rushing game, or rush defense, phenomenal so far this year. Not allowing much, just small chunks here and there. They don't allow very many big plays. Most of those big plays are going to have to come off of BGM passing game, as those down linemen do a great job coming across and stopping BGM. BGM comes up under center, handoff right up the middle, nothing there. Stops by 2-3 Panthers there. Number 81, Brody Long leading the charge there. Number 78, Jared Bond piling on as well. So the two seniors, Long and Bond, they're both on opposite ends of the defense. Both of them play the kind of a defensive tackle spot. And both those guys crashed in and nothing doing as they only allowed maybe about 2-3 yards there. Both good spot, giving them third and four. So this is a critical third down for BGM. First series, 10:48 left to go in the first quarter. Just joining us. You haven't missed anything yet. BGM's opening drive, screen, right, comes out enough for the first down, maybe a couple more. So just a quick screen by Kriegel to number four, Jack Klein, the running back. And that's enough to move the chains and give them the first down. So the Panthers force them into third and four, able to pick up the yardage, move the chains. BGM now on the 39-yard line. So first and 10, BGM, ball on the 39. Bears come up, trips right. One back behind him, Klein. Klein Kriegel, hand off to Klein. Klein goes left, trying to get some room. He has some room. Gets enough for the first down, and then about 5-10 more. So a 19-yard run for Jack Klein. Great, just a simple toss play to the left, and comes out and gets some big yardage off of it, moving the first down and crossing the 50-yard line. So BGM on this first drive now coming into position where they're on the 42-yard line. First and 10, Bears, 42-yard line, as I mentioned. A lot of time left. If you're just tuning in, welcome. We're going old school tonight, which is good. Just an old cell phone and microphone. But we're here. We're having a good time. Panthers, so far, keeping them out of the end zone. Ball in the 42. BGM, handoff, flags before the play officially starts. It looks like it will be on BGM. It came out just as Kriegel was trying to snap the ball. And the referees are discussing it, and I believe, yes, it's false start. BGM Bears. So that's going to move the Bears back 5 yards. Nice break for the Panther defense. So it's going to be first and 15 now. Ball moved back to the 47. So the Panther defense get a little bit of room to work here. Ball just over the 50. Not in need of worrying about a score yet. But we did see Jack Klein go left on about a 19-yard run. Kriegel comes up with one left, two split right. Klein behind him. Looks left. Passes. He's got it complete. Number 32, Kyle Greach, with the reception, gets about 6 or 7 on the reception. Klein just three-step drop, looks left, hits Greach on the slant right across there. Eric Adam on the tackle, the linebacker, so he comes across playing pass defense. It's going to be 2nd and 6, ball on the 38-yard line. Number 2, Mason Sherwood, brings the play in for BGM. The Bears, 2 split right, tight end left, Klein in the backfield, under center. Kriegel passes right. Great play by Christian Whitrock. Completion to number 25, Colton Ryan, but that completion cost him as he turned to throw the screen. As we saw a similar screen to Klein earlier that gained yards, this one brings the Bears back about 3-4 yards as Christian Whitrock on the corner comes across and just hammers him as soon as Ryan catches the ball right there to bring him back, causing 3rd and 9 now for the Bears. Ball on the 41-yard line. Kriegel, 2 split left, 1 split right. Klein in the backfield, comes up under center, looking to pass. He needs 9 to get a first down, gets a reception. Doesn't look like it's going to be enough. He hits number 32, Greach, who caught a pass earlier, but not enough. That's going to be 4th downs, the first 4th down of the evening for either team. So far, it's been all BGM with the ball, continuing to control the offense. So a critical 4th down for BGM as they force 4th and 2, ball on the 34-yard line. Panther defense needing to hold strong here. Bears come up, 2 split left, well, really 3 trips left, as they have a slot back in there. Pitch out to Klein. Klein tries to get some yards. Does. Just enough for a first down. Comes maybe a yard or two past. Just a simple toss again to Klein to the trip side. They use those 3 receivers to crash block and give Klein some yardage. So he gets enough for 3 or 4. Moving the ball to the 30-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bears. So Panthers so far have forced a third down, now a fourth down, but unable to stop this drive in this opening kickoff reception. Less than 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. A lot of time left, a lot of game to be played. So far we've seen some passing, we've seen some running. BGM doing a lot of mix-up here. Everything has been under center for Kriegel. Kriegel goes under center again, pitches out to Klein, this time to the right side, and read really well by the Pekin defense for a loss of one or two there. Coming across, Eric Adam on the blitz comes up and just finishes him as Jared Bond stands him up. Eric Adam comes across and finishes him off, pushing him back to second and 11. Ball on the 29-yard line now. So that time the toss read extremely well by Pekin. After Klein gets two first downs after the last two tosses, Pekin starting to shore that up and able to finish him off. Second and 11. Two split right. One split left, Klein behind. Kriegel goes under center, looks left to pass. He's got Greach on the left-hand side, past Milliken, and it appears it's going to be dropped. He had it in his hands. He went right to the pylon, and he dropped it just as he crossed the pylon. Touchdown saved for Pekin, forcing third down. So he had just barely a step on Cade Milliken, number five, but the ball drops. A critical drop by Greach, as it was a good pass by Kriegel. Laid it out perfectly, just over his shoulder. Greach unable to hang on and unable to pick up the touchdown. So let's hope on Saturday the Hawkeyes can hang on to a pass like that. We've seen them drop a couple this year like that, so they need to be bowl eligible. Tune in and catch that game. Kriegel's got trips right. He's got two left, so he's got five receivers. He's looking to pass all the way. And he goes just past Milliken. Milliken knocks it down. Great defensive play by Cade Milliken, who looked like he was step behind, but comes up to stop the pass. The same pass, really, Ralph, for Greach, just on a go, straight to that pylon, the exact same play. Another deja vu for Greach, as he almost had it after the knockdown again in the exact same position. This is going to bring up fourth and 10 for the Bears. Ball is on the 30-yard line. Probably not going to try and field goal it here, so that's going to force Kriegel to come up and try and pass again. He's got trips left, trips right, split receivers left, five receivers.
Oh, he jumped on five.
And there's a flag. Comes out early. As Kriegel's trying to snap it, somebody jumps down there, and that's going to bring him back. So that's going to force, if it is offside, that's going to force BGM to fourth and 15 now. So that's going to bring them back to the 35, so a critical fourth down. The Bears have been in this spot before. They've tossed out of it or passed out of it. We'll see what they do here. It looked like Kriegel was going to go pass all the way. He had three receivers right and two receivers left. They come up in the exact same formation. Kriegel looking left, under center. Comes out, another flag, this time before the snap again. One of these receivers is not getting set or checking with the referee. Somebody is jumping because they are back again. Now fourth down and 20, critical time in the quarterfinals of the playoffs to be making mistakes from a very veteran team who's had no problems this year with their offensive game. Now be set to fourth and 20. Now, Kriegel has the arm to throw 20 yards. So the Pekin secondary will need to be on their toes, and they are bringing in, I believe, the punt team. However, there is a formation change. Now, Klein is their punter, and he can fake it here. He's faked one at Pekin where they motion Greach right, and then he goes left, and a very dangerous punt, but a great punch by Klein. That's going to bring it all the way down, stopped at the 1 yard line for the Panthers. So a tremendous punt by Klein, setting the Panthers up down on the 1 yard line. So Colby Alsup and the offensive crew will have to be very careful with the football here, as Colby will be taking the snap in the end zone and going to be really looking to try and get some yardage. So I would look to see him go power formation with Copeland, but we'll see what they do. They've got a lot of options here. Clubs is a very powerful runner. They often bring him on a counter play as well. Remember, this offense for Pekin, a no-huddle offense. They take no time to get going, so stay tuned. Don't check out in between plays. Also, three receivers right, gives it to Copeland right. Looks like it's a safety. No call yet. It is. It's a safety. First offensive play for Pekin. Now a safety. That's going to bring up 2-0 BGM. Copeland tried to get some yardage
and just pushed backwards, and that push enough when he brought down into the end zone to force a safety. So BGM's first score comes off of a Pekin offensive play. So the safety will result in Pekin kicking the ball back to BGM. Not only do they score 2 points, but now Pekin will have to kick it from the 20-yard line to BGM. So a very tough situation for these Panthers, who their defense was so strong, and the offense unable to get anything going so far. Now, this was their first series, so we haven't seen anything yet, but Panthers are going to have a pretty good kick here from number 32, Petey Club, in order to kind of climb out of this 20-yard kickoff. So BGM sets up to receive. Once again, thanks for joining us. Apologize if the clarity isn't quite there. Had some difficulty with our high-fidelity system, but maybe we'll try and work that out over halftime for you. Either way, as long as you can hear us, that's what matters. We're glad you joined us. Petey Club kicks off now after the safety. Kick down to about the 40, 35. A little trouble handling it, but once he gets up and goes and gets to about the 42-yard line. So the Bears will now start over with the football again. That's going to bring out this weary defense from the Panthers. They've been on the field this entire quarter. They're going to have to try and really tighten up and bring in some muscle. They have checked in a couple other D linemen. I see Jaden Nicholson has checked in now as nose guard. Of course, flanked by Jared Bond and Brody Long, the two seniors. So the solid senior core of the down linemen is there. Several linebackers coming back in again here. Tanner Adam, who we haven't seen yet tonight, he can be very explosive from that linebacker position. Eric Adam, we've seen him on a couple of tackles. Petey Club, been a little silent on defense counter so far. A counter here from Kriegel. Kriegel hands it off to Greach. Greach gets not much. Back to the line of scrimmage for Greach on the counter. And so a great tackle there by Jaden Nicholson, number 77, who just checked in, as well as number 63, Cole Rickert, the linebacker in there, the junior. So the Panthers, they give them one on the forward progress. Not much other than that for Greach on this first play of the Bears' second possession. Once again, Panthers, first offensive play of safety, BGM 2, Panthers 0. We're here at Brooklyn. Kriegel looks to screen, tries to hit Greach. No, excuse me, tries to hit number 25, Colton Ryan. Tanner Adam in there right in his face to get the ball down. And this defense read that screen extremely well. They've been caught on it one time. Other than that, the Panthers able to really sniff out this screen and able to get it stopped. So that's going to force up as quickly as they had to kick off. It's now 39, ball on the 44-yard line. So this Panther defense doing their job once again, keeping the run game in check for BGM. BGM taking some time here. As I said, when the Panthers get the ball, they will be up-tempo. Quads, two receivers left, two receivers right. Kriegel overthrows his intended target. Number two, Mason Sherwood. Christian Whitrock on the coverage there, right there, step for step. Ball overthrown. Whitrock tries to grab it, unable to do so. That'll pull Whitrock back to field the punt. The punt team is in. Now, remember, I talked about earlier, and things go pretty quickly on this punt. Klein, who is a phenomenal athlete, is their punter. He's also the running back and return man, so he's a very dangerous runner. He does kind of what we call a quick punt. He gets it and just takes maybe one step and then just boots it. He can actually, at times, he can actually pick it up and run it, and he has before. So Klein punts, Whitrock fair catches, not able to fair catch. Ball goes on the ground, Whitrock jumps on it. So everything good to go for the Panthers as they set up now first and 10 in much better field position than they had before. Before, Klein's punt landed on the 1 yard line. Now, the Panthers are on the 19. So, Colby Alsop's got some room to run, some room to work. We'll see what the Panthers have cooked up now on offense, now for their second possession. Panthers coming in here under Matt Jones, the center, the junior. Going to be handing off to, or snapping to Colby Alsop, who's under center. Copeland goes power right. Gets maybe 1-2. Not much there. Greach coming up, finding the tackle there. So that's going to bring up second and about 8 for the Panthers. Ball now on the 20-yard line. Panthers No huddle, right back to the line of scrimmage. Jones over the football. Also under center. Petey Club, Chase Copeland behind him. Split right, split left. Also up a keeper. Gets maybe another one or two. So far, not much for the Panthers. Third and about eight. Ball on the 21-yard line. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in this first quarter. A lot of game left. Still three quarters of play. Score, BGM 2, Pekin 0. Pekin with the ball. Looking to try and convert on first down. Third and seven. Alsop's got three receivers left. Copeland comes in motion out of the shotgun. Alsop keeps it, pulls it, looking to pass. Gets chased down by Greach. Greach, a great play for the sack. Comes in and chases Alsop down all the way and just catches him several yards behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring out the Pekin punt team. So the Panthers, so far on offense, unable to convert first down. Going three and out, and then the safety. So the Panthers will have to start to get some momentum going here, and they can. Football is a game of tempo. It really is, and it's all about just getting the rhythm, finding that rhythm, and getting there. So the Panthers will need to do that. They definitely have a lot of time to iron that out and keep things going. Nothing out of hand yet as the score is still just 2-0. Petey Club's punt goes down to right at about the 50-yard line. Looks like down by number 21, Chase Copeland, at the 49 on the other side of the BGM Bear in the middle of the logo here. So the Panthers will come out on defense. BGM trying to convert here. Forced out on three last time. 4 minutes, 41 seconds left to go in this first quarter. So far, not a lot. So far, a defensive game, really. Not a lot for either team as far as big plays. Klein's had maybe one large run, a couple of short passes for BGM. Other than that, Pekin's defense scoreless. The only score coming on the offense, which got a safety after being forced into the 1 yard line. Kriegel comes out under center. Hand off to Klein, comes up the left side, gets about four, maybe five. Screeches forward for just an inch or two more. Taken down by a host of Panthers, number 63, Colt Rickert, in on the main tackle. They're helped out by Petey Club as well. So the two linebackers finally getting him drugged down. They're going to give him about 7 yards on the spot. So Panthers defense, still not giving much up on rushing. Second and four. Ball on the 44-yard line. Kriegel comes up under center. He's got one receiver left, two receivers right. Klein in the backfield. Familiar formation. Looking pass all the way here. Goes to Greach to the left side. Great coverage over there by number five, Kate Milliken. Ball overthrown, forcing third and four for the Bears. Ball on the 44-yard line. A lot of fans for both teams, as I mentioned earlier. Bleachers absolutely packed on this BGM side. Bleachers full on the Pekin side. People standing along the fence on both sides as well. A great attended quarterfinal game, and why shouldn't it be? Two great teams doing battle tonight. Klein goes left. First down. Gets about three more after the first down. Wrapped up there by number 63, Cole Rickert. Once again, PD Club helping as well. That first down is going to be spotted down to the 36. So BGM, first and 10, 36-yard line, 3 minutes, 51 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Pekin defense holding strong so far. Like I said earlier, still scoreless for BGM. This is a team that typically puts up 40, 50, 60 points, even in the playoffs. So Pekin defense doing their job tonight. Score just 2-0. BGM. Kriegel has two right now, two running backs in the backfield. Play up the middle to Klein. Klein, powerful legs under Jack Klein. 7-8 yards, very similar running to, I would say, Pekin's Petey Club, where he just runs and just powers through, and nothing fancy, just goes straight down, and that's going to be enough to get him 6 yards, getting second and four for the Bears, ball on the 29-yard line. The Panthers have checked in J.D. Hollingsworth there at the nose guard. Jaden Nicholson out. Club and Long still down there in the front five. Linebacker core remains the same. Eric Adam, Tanner Adam, Cole Rickert, Petey Club, Colton Landman. All those guys trying to stop Jack Klein, who comes left. And they do. Great stop there by Colton Lamon, who comes off the block to force Klein down. And third and three for BGM. So Panthers forcing another third down. Ball down to about the 29-yard line. BGM running in Sherwood, the receiver with the play. A lot of options here for BGM. We've seen some short passes, some slants from them, and we've just seen simple tosses to Klein in these situations. Third and three, 2 minutes, 28 seconds left to go. Greek and Klein in the backfield. Hands off to Klein. Klein goes up the middle. It's going to be close to a first down. No signal yet. He gets a 2-3. We'll see. It is a first down, so it was a very close play from up here. But enough. Klein just doing enough to get across those chains once again. And that's what this senior's good at. He'll just break off small chunks and gets what he needs every single time. Very dependable back for the BGM Bears. Panthers going to have to try and find a solution. Now, the Bears are the closest they've been so far to a scoring opportunity. They're down to the 25. When they were down here last time, several penalties set them back, forcing the punt. Kriegel hands off to Screech. Screech comes up the middle. Tackled by number 63, Cole Rickard. Trips him up. Finished off by number 31, Tanner Adam. But not before he's able to get about 8 yards. So that's going to bring up second and two for the Bears. They have now crossed in the red zone for the first time tonight. Ball in on the 18-yard line. So the Bears, as close as they've been to actually putting one in, the Panthers are going to need to stop one here. They have several times this year made several goal line stands as well as close situations. So it's not a new thing for this defense, something they can do. Kriegel under center. Oh, great play by Petey Club to come in, but just Kriegel just gets the handoff. Petey timed his blitz perfectly, but just missed the handoff to Jack Klein, who went up the left side to move the chains once again for the BGM Bears. It's going to bring up first and 10 for BGM. Ball down to the 13. 1 minute, 13 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Still a strong wind. BGM running the play in with number 9, Kirk Berry. No passes this series for BGM. They did relied heavily on the first series in passing. They have not since. They've just gone to power football so far, just getting 6-7 yards at a time, and the Panthers have been unable to come up with a solid solution. However, penalty flag is down. False start, I believe, on BGM came way before the snap, and it is. BGM so far beset with penalties. Now, when they were down at Pekin, the main penalty that they seemed to be getting called with was holding. We haven't seen that holding call tonight. I'm sure Coach Burns worked a lot with his veteran offensive lineman to work on that. We haven't seen that, but we have seen several offside penalties by the BGM Bears, besetting them to first and 15, ball now on the 17-yard line. Kriegel under center. They got Greach and Klein. Klein goes in motion to the right. Give to Greach up the middle. Greach gets a lot of room here. Enough for possibly a first down, maybe close. Not quite enough, but a great run nonetheless. Greach just jab-stepped left and went right between the guard and the tackle and just was able to, like a bullet, just come right up the side of our defense, right through the Panthers linebacker core. So that's going to bring up, well, they are going to actually measure. I told you it was close. It looked like he was short from here, but then again, I'm a Pekin Panther fan, so what do I know? They're stretching it out here. And it is a first down for BGM. So, Greach, 15-yard run by Greach, just straight up the middle. A simple jab step, just right down the center and then to the right. Able to pick up enough for the first down. That's going to put the BGM Bears first and goal on the 2-yard line. A very critical situation for the Panthers, trying to get a stop here and prevent the touchdown for the Bears. So first and 10, Greach and Klein come up in the backfield. Tight formation. Hand off to Klein to the left side. Gets enough for the touchdown. Gets to the 2 yards. Man at the goal line. But able to just fall forward, as he so often does. Touchdown, BGM Bears. So with 10 seconds left to go in this first quarter, BGM 8, Pekin 0. That's extra 2 points coming off of a safety by the Panthers. Greach will try and attempt the extra point. Klein to hold. Greach has actually hit a field goal at Pekin, so he has the ability. Trying for the extra point. Oh, the Panthers, a lot of pressure, but unable to block really long, and Colton Lambin in there very close to getting a hand on the football over that left side, but BGM able to put the ball in 9-0 now. BGM, 10 seconds left to go in this first quarter. So, you know, on paper, definitely a dogfight. It's been a close game, and it still is. The game not out of hand or out of reach for either team. Both teams going to have to continue to play at a very high level to come out of here and make their way to the Unidome. So while we're paused here, just a quick thank you to some of our sponsors. Henshaw Trailer Sales there in Richland. Henshaw has been in business for over 50 years in Richland, and the people come from all over Southeast Iowa and beyond to pick up trailers from Henshaw. They've got Delta, Keeper, all kinds of different lines down there. If you want more information, go to www.henshawtrailersales.com, and they'll get you hooked up. Great supporters of Pekin football, great supporters of athletics all around the area. And so just keep your business to them. Keep it local. You know, they're just a locally family-owned business. They've been around, like I said, 50 years and counting. They're into their second and third generation now. So give them a stop if you need any kind of trailer hitch install, any kind of trailer maintenance, anything you need. They'll hook you up at Henshaw Trailer Sales there in Richland. The kickoff, the ball takes a BGM bounce. Ball's low on the ground. So the ball kicked off. It kind of took a weird bounce. It didn't go all the way down to Copeland and Whitrock. The ball took a BGM bounce. The Panther jumped on it. The ball squirted out, and BGM recovers the kick. So BGM, after scoring their first touchdown of the night, comes back and gets the ball on the 30-yard line, make that the 31, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Bears on the 31-yard line. So that kick just hopped out of, and it was tough to see. There was a scramble of Panthers and Bears trying to get on the ball. The ball slid out about another 5 yards towards the Panthers sideline, and Panthers unable to get on it. BGM Bears take advantage of this. So that's going to bring up Kriegel and his offensive team again in this very tight formation. Klein on motion. When we've seen this play before, they've come up the middle. They do. This time well read by the Panthers and stopped. That Panther defense has been out here an entire quarter, and they are going to the sideline now as time runs down in the first quarter. But this Panther defense, you know, being 9-0, hats off to Coach Donovan and this defensive team, because they've been forced to do a lot. They've been in some tough situations and have held strong, but it's been an entire quarter of play. That starts to wear on your defense. So these guys, not a lot of substitutions. They have some, but BGM with a lot of players on the sidelines. Panthers, pretty small squad as far as Pekin tradition. Now, with that squad, though, they do have some depth. They have some seniors and juniors and some talented sophomores and even freshmen waiting in the wings. So a lot to go there, but the Panther defense going to definitely have to continue to carry the load here for the Panthers until the offense can get back on the field and Colby Alsop and his crew can get things moving down. Also, a thank you to Mike's Parts and Service. They're in Richland as well. They're actually right across the street from Henshaw Trailer Sales. Now, I know you think that'd be weird. In Richland, that's so big, how could two businesses be right side by side? But they are. They're right there on Highway 78. If you look to your right, if you're coming towards one way, you'll see Mike's Parts and Service. If you look towards your left, you'll see Henshaw Trailer Sales. Stop at one of them. But Mike's Parts and Service, they offer all kinds of great products and car service for your car. They also offer custom hydraulic lines for you farmers down there. Don't take it. Don't drive somewhere to get it taken. Mike can get you hooked up anytime, day or night. Call Mike's Parts and Service for any kind of needs that you might have for farm and car repair. So BGM comes in after the quarter. Handoff or pitch to Klein. Klein, like a rocket, goes to the end zone. 30 yards, but there is a flag back there. I don't know if the BGM fans see it because they're all high-fiving and excited, but there is a flag, and I'm going to guess it's going to be holding on BGM. I just mentioned this earlier, how BGM down at Pekin was copper holding several times. This comes back to bite them again as after quarter, they come right out, second and 10. Just a simple toss to Klein, but Klein, just like a rocket, takes off 30 yards to the end zone. To the right side. However, somewhere along the line, one of his either receivers or linemen grabbed onto a Pekin jersey and is going to cause him to bring all that back. So all the excitement gone out of that run, then sitting back down. But that was definitely an electrifying play by Jack Klein, a young man who has the ability to break things very quickly and move the ball. So that's going to bring up 2nd and 13. Now they take it from the spot of the penalty and then move you back. So that's why it's kind of a funky number with that odd 13. But 2nd and 13 for the Bears now. Ball on the 34-yard line. They are on the scoring side. This came after a kickoff was unsuccessfully recovered by the Panthers. Kriegel tosses this way now left. Same play we saw. We just saw this, a toss right. This time toss left to Klein. This time bringing up good yardage, not the 30 yards we saw earlier, but at least 6 or 7 to get them back to the line of scrimmage and beyond, bringing up 3rd now and 4 for BGM, ball on the 25-yard line. So another 3rd down for BGM. So far, no passing. They haven't passed since the opening series. They had several passes, several screens, a couple slants. They had the 2 first possessions passed. Since then, all rushing for BGM and just power football, either the toss or up the middle. This time, power left for Klein. Klein gets the 1st down and then a couple more. Finally knocked out of bounds by number 16, Colby Alsop, the safety, but just shy of the end zone. Alsop unable to get over there until the 3-yard line. So that's going to bring up 1st and goal all the way down on the 4-yard line. So Panther defense once again going to have to try and be unyielding here. They've got just 4 yards for the Bears to go to the end zone. The Panthers linebackers are actually standing in the end zone. Kriegel comes up in that power formation again. He's got Greach and Klein in the back. Klein goes power, gets enough for the touchdown. BD Club tried to wrap him up, but Klein, once again, falling forward, falls right into the end zone. Very similar play we saw on the other side. Now, quarter, we switched sides, and we saw this for the last touchdown. It's a simple power play. BD Club there just unable to really stiffen up and push him back. Of course, with only 4 yards, you can't give up much. And BGM scores, making it 15-0. BGM Bears with 11 minutes to go here in the 2nd quarter. So a game that started off very slow up until the end of the 1st quarter, scoreless really, except for the 2-point safety, has now become 16-0 after this extra point, BGM Bears. So the Panthers, a lot of game to go. Don't count these Panthers out yet. They haven't really even started on offense, not really even a chance. So they've had 2 possessions on offense. The 1 possession they had was on the 1-yard line, the other possession on the 19. Other than that, the Panthers have not had the football for an entire quarter and really just relied on their defense to try to keep them out. Now, this defense starting to get weary as BGM now just beginning to power the football right at them. This is something that BGM was unable to do at Pekin. Their run game stopped, essentially, as Jack Klein held to just about 100 yards or less at Pekin, which is a rarity for a guy who's averaging many more yards than that, and a leader not just in the district but in the state. So the Panthers' return team definitely going to be heads up here. They missed a return to give the possession to the Bears on the 30. The Bears take it and score. Panthers, of course, now, after being talked to about special teams, I'm sure, going to be adjusting, and they are. They're starting to move some personnel around back there, trying to hang on to this kick by Greach. So 16-0. BGM Bears, we're here at Brooklyn. If you're just joining us, good kick by Greach, kind of a wobbler up. Return by Wynn. Keaton Wynn, a great return from the sophomore, just grabbing the ball. He grabbed it down to the 30-yard line, takes it all the way to the 42, and Keaton Wynn says, hey, I don't care what the score is. I don't care what you've been doing on offense. I'm taking the ball, and I'm going. And he did. He broke a couple tackles. Hats off to the sophomore, number 23, getting in there and mixing out. Hopefully that'll light a fire for this Pekin offense to come in and start pushing the ball and start to get going. Because so far, Pekin, no 1st downs at this point in an entire quarter of play and 2 minutes into the 2nd quarter. Colby Alsop now, shotgun. Behind him, Club. Copeland comes in motion. Take to Copeland. Gives to Club. Everybody's still looking for the football. Club is 20 yards downfield. Everybody can't. Deceptive play. A great play by Colby Alsop to hide the football. They thought Copeland had it. They thought Alsop had it. Somebody else had fell down in the front. And there's PD Club, 20 yards, finally gets knocked down by the 41-yard line. A tremendous play. Great call by Coach Hutz, the offensive coordinator, and Coach Donovan. Great play to move the chains and get Pekin that first down. So let's hope Keaton wins kickoff return here, or a great return is enough to keep things going. Club goes right now. Another first down, running very similar, easy pickings for Club. They're looking like grease. Like I said, these two fullbacks on both sides, very similar running style. In fact, both of them wearing the same number, even both of them number 32. So a lot of parallels between Kyle Greach and Petey Club, both of them kickers on their team, both of them fullbacks. And this is enough to get a first down. Finally, the Pekin offense we've been waiting for has stepped onto the field and is starting to move the ball. Two plays, two first downs. Things starting to move now. No huddle offense. Yeah. Awesome shotgun. Hands off to Copeland. Copeland dancing around. Can't get much. Waiting for something to develop. Nothing there. So Copeland gets about two. Second and eight. Ball on the 28-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. As I mentioned before, a lot of football to be played here. Panthers, no huddle. BGM defense reeling a little bit here as Pekin has come back out after two scores in a row and started really move the football. Also, under center, gives the club. Club gets about four or five, still rumbling. Gets down to about the 23, 24-yard line. Third down now for Pekin. With this no-huddle offense, things happen very quickly. Two plays already run now up to a third on this possession. Third and four. Panthers trying to move the chains again. They have so far twice in a row. They started down in the 42. They've come up to the 24, getting close to the red zone, looking to score here. Also gives the club. Club breaks the tackle, gets another one, maybe two. Well-read play by BGM. A lot of pressure in there. Number 54, Adam Hawkins, came across and the linebacker in a blitz and just tripped Club up. But Club able to get positive yardage. That's still going to be fourth and three for the Panthers. Ball on the 33-yard line. Panthers, fourth down now, fourth and three. Still second quarter. Timeout Pekin. Good call by Coach Donovan. They want to talk this one over. A lot of options here. We've seen several guys carry the ball so far. Alsop's carried. Club has carried. Copeland has carried. So far, one pass attempt sacked by Greach, but also has an ability to find receivers. He's got a couple good ones out there. Cade Milliken caught one and a pylon, a big one for him last week at Lisbon. We've seen Christian Whitrock, a great target. Keaton Wynn, who caught one, who returned that football as well. Another great target for the Panthers. So a lot of options for Pekin here as they're looking down fourth and third down to try and keep the momentum here started. Really so far a very lethargic offense has now kind of caught fire and able to start to move the football. For the Panthers, not a lot of time on this timeout. Get over, get the play from Coach Donovan, Coach Hutz, get back on the field, and they are. If you're just tuning in, the score is 16-0. A lot of football left to play. Shotgun. Also, keeps it, goes left, gets the first down and more. He's going towards the end zone. He's going to be there. He does. I believe he does. He's at the pylon. And it is a touchdown, Pekin. So on fourth and three, the Panthers not only come up with a first down, but a touchdown by number 16 quarterback Colby Alsop, a fake, play-action fake. He keeps it himself. He reads. A great read by Colby Alsop, taking it all the way to the end zone. 32-yard run by Alsop. Tremendous, tremendous play. We'll see what the Panthers do here. I would guess they're going to go for two. Remember that safety they gave up a couple points earlier. That makes it 16-6. Panthers on the board for the first time tonight and really unstoppable this drive. PGM's going to have to come up with a solution for this as the Panthers come up in a tight formation. Wasting no time again. A lot of BGM Bears dead out there. Also, shooting for the showkeeper, throws to Keaton Milliken for a two-point conversion. Now, the Panthers did this last week against Lisbon, so BGM seen this on film. The Panthers stacked a whole bunch of guys over on the power high on the right side. Also keeps it a naked bootleg. So also kept it on a naked bootleg again, but this time the Bears all rushing to stop also. He flicks it out to number five, Keaton Milliken, who catches it right at the perfect spot. making it 16-8. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, after an entire quarter of play where it looked like it was all BGM, Pekin is back in this ballgame with just one touchdown behind. So a lot of momentum. Stay tuned. Of course you are. It's quarterfinals, right? Where are you going to go? It's a chance to go to the Dome. You're not going to turn off your radio now. But don't take a break here because these things are happening fast. We saw a defensive first quarter. Both defenses now have been scored upon. Both defenses showing a little bit of Achilles heel here. And we'll see what BGM comes up with as they've been all rush this last series. We'll see if they start to go to some passing now, and we'll see if the Panthers can begin to shut down number four, Klein, who so far has been able to run kind of at will. The Panthers, non-side attempts, roll it down to number 44, get down to 45, 46-yard line. Not a very long kick. Tough to tell if it was a true onside or if they were just trying to avoid kicking it back to Klein. Now this is the Panthers' second kickoff. They did start the game on kickoff, so Club gets it, kind of kicks it out the side of his foot. It did look intentional. However, the Panthers going to have to start defense here, backed up here, a little bit of tough field position on the 46-yard line. They're not on the bad side of the Pekin side yet, though. They still got the Bears on their side of the 50. But BGM, a lot of field to work with here, has 8 minutes and 47 seconds left here on the clock in the second quarter. So things getting very exciting here at BGM. Kriegel comes up under center. Reach in motion, Klein goes right, not much there, maybe 2-3, a lot of Panther players in on the tackle there. Number 78, Jared Bond, the senior, I think, down there at the bottom, one of the starters of that tackle. Close by, Cole Rickert, Petey Club, Klein given two on that one, second 8, ball on the 48-yard line. BGM taking some time here and huddling. They are ahead. There's 8 minutes to go. Time not really a factor yet, but will become so very quickly. BGM with this rush taking a lot of time. Now showing two receivers right, one receiver left. Klein, lone man in the backfield. Kriegel is going to pass. He's got Greach on the slant. However, Greach unable to hang on to it. Incomplete pass. 3rd and 8, BGM Bears. So now the Panthers once again find themselves in a third down situation. First pass we've seen in a while from BGM. As I said, there is a big crosswind across. It's not in your face, so you can still pass pretty effectively. You've just got to be able to zip the ball. Kriegel can do that, as well as Alsop. So two quarterbacks with strong arms. And, of course, that's how you get to this point in the playoffs. You've got two tremendous young men at the helm commanding your teams. Left trips for Kriegel. Klein, lone backfield. Pitch out to Klein. Gets about 2, maybe 3, not much more. Great third down stop for the Panthers. Klein kind of banged around down there. Now, this guy can take some hits, so no worries from him, but shut down, who earlier ran it quite a few. So the both punt and punt return teams getting on the field, and Klein sets up to punt this. Remember, this quick punt situation, he's looking over a coach. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to fake it? Do you want me to throw it? Do you want me to run it? Do you want me to kick it? Because he can do all of those things and more. Tremendously athletic young man. Kick is away. A great kick, really high. Just misses the 1 yard line as it hits the one and bounces off. He got a 1 yard line kick earlier, but this is going to be a touchback. A great break for the Panthers and a tremendous defensive stand by this Pekin defense, who has now started to solidify. Getting a little bit of rest helps a lot. A lot of people don't realize, even if you play both ways, just getting that defensive mindset is very taxing, a lot of adrenaline. And so getting the offense out, scoring, really helps your defense get some rest, get some kind of collective thoughts to get right back out there. And this time they force 3 and out on the BGM Bears. Also sets up on the 20, 1st and 10. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Also talking to Copeland behind him. Gives to Copeland. Copeland comes up, not much there. Line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of 1. Well-read play by BGM. Brings up 2nd and 10. Ball still on the 20. Maybe loses a yard there. 2nd and 11. So the Panthers right back to the line of scrimmage. A lot of field to go. They've got to go 81 yards to put in the end zone. They can. They march right down just a few moments ago. Give now to Club. Club picked up this time. Play that he got 16, 17 yards on earlier. Now hit in the backfield. So PGM, a great job adjusting. Now, they don't have to have as many guys play both sides. They have a tremendous roster here of, it looks like, 70, 80 kids. So, a lot of chance for coaches to pull a guy off and say, hey, if they run this way, make sure you go that way. And definitely read that play well. As a club, nothing doing there, bringing up 3rd and 13 for the Panthers. Panthers now showing two receivers right, also been shotgun. Also, the keeper gets stripped up in the backfield. He had a really great chance to come up, but somebody just stripped his leg and able to stop him up. He gets maybe 3, but that's not going to be enough, not even close enough to move the chains, and almost right back to the original 1st and 10 spot. That's going to be 4th and 10. Ball now on the 20 for the Panthers. The punt team has come in. Club has moved back to punt. BGM return man Jack Klein has moved back. So the Panthers now force 3 and out. This has become a defensive ball game again after we saw several scores. Not really a strong kick by Club. He's definitely had a better leg before, but he avoids kicking it to Jack Klein, which is really as good of a kick as you can get, no matter where it goes, because Jack Klein, record-setting return man back there, so avoid kicking to him. But that's going to put the spot, wow, they gave him a great spot out of bounds, down to the 40 or the 36-yard line. So BGM on this scoring side of the ball, a chance to try and move things in. Huddling up now, the Panthers, 16-8, only down by one touchdown. Offense starting to move, showing a little bit of aggression. Kriegel comes out, 1st and 10, hands off to Klein, gets about 3, maybe 4. So good push by that front BGM line as they come across, but in the tackle, Eric Adam. Bringing up 2nd and 6, ball down to the 32-yard line. 5 minutes to go for the Bears and the Panthers here in this first half. Kriegel comes up under center, tight formation, hands off to Klein, just power football. BGM just going right back to what got him the touchdown, just simple feeds to Klein and Creech, this time twice to Klein. Same side. They've been going that right side, just attacking. They see something there that they're trying to go after. However, the Panthers, not really in dangerous spot. 3rd and 2 is a good solid defensive play. Have not allowed the first down yet. Kriegel comes up, tight formation, hands off to Klein, same place. Klein this time, 1st down, however, goes right over the right side, just another similar play. Number 5, Cade Milliken, in on the tackle. 1st down, BGM. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. Bears on the 21-yard line, almost close to the red zone again. So the defense, not a lot of time to rest after that 3 and out. Coming back, and I have to force a stop here. Going Klein to the power side. Tight formation. Good stop here by the Panthers. He gets maybe 1-2 yards. Well-read play by the Pekin defense. Going to bring up 2nd and 6. J.D. Hollingsworth in on the tackle, the junior. Hollingsworth has been playing both offense and defense this year. He's gotten in a lot of defensive tackle. He starts on offense as a tackle as well. Been a very solid junior to have. Looking forward to having him back next year as a senior. Kriegel hands off to Klein again. Just simple handoff. Says just nothing fancy. Just handoff. Back in the old playing days under Coach Stone, we would call that 34 power. And then if 34 power didn't work, you'd go left 34 power, and then you'd go 34 power again. So that's just what BGM's taking, kind of a play out of Coach Stone's old handbook here, and just power with Klein. And when you've got a running back with this kind of legs, you can. And so far, this big BGM line, they've been able to push these Panthers around a little bit in the front. So there we go. Now we go left power with Klein. Gets about enough for a 1st down. It is 1st and 10. Like I said, just simple chunks. They started with about 8 minutes to go in this possession. They've run 5 minutes off the clock just like that, and just 3 minutes left to go in this first half, not leaving Coach Donovan and his crew a lot of time to move the football when they do get it back. the Panthers will need to try and come up with a turnover here. Klein has not been a guy to know to fumble or put the ball on the ground. BGM does not make those kind of mistakes. We haven't seen many mistakes from them. As the handoff left side, it's another power play. Again, Klein strolls into the end zone from about the 13-yard line. So an easy power run that time from Jack Klein. As all rush, all power, BGM, right back to what they know and what they scored on the floor, making the score now 22-8, BGM. So once again, like I said, stay tuned because as quickly as it changed, these scores are coming. So 22, trying for the point after is Greach. 8 points for Pekin. So not out of reach yet. A lot of things to happen still unfold for the Panthers. Kick is up. Close to being lost. The Panthers are definitely getting Colton Lambin through there, but the point is good. That's going to make it 23-8 BGM. 2 minutes, 47 seconds left to go in this first half. So the Panthers, return team, going to have to come out here and make something happen again. Greach has been able to kick it in a way that it comes up with some backspin on it, so the Panthers are going to have to be very heads up because as you miss this, you have the chance to allow BGM to recover, and they did. If you take away the safety and then punting back and you take away the BGM recovery, really this game is almost tied up. You take away those two possessions. So the Panthers' defense really doing a great job. However, just special teams and other areas, everybody really needs to start to come together and get that fire. They caught it on that one drive, and then they kind of lost it again. So the Panthers are going to have to build themselves back up here and really take care of the football. They've got 2 minutes, 47 seconds left to go, a ton of time. They've got 2 timeouts left, and so an ability to move the ball, also can pass. We saw one earlier to Cade Milliken for the 2-point conversion, and also can run. We've seen that too. So Panthers, a lot of options on their plate, and they will return with the ball at halftime. So a lot of stuff left to happen in this game here. Greach's kick goes up, fielded by number 37, Christian Whitrock. Down to about the 25, gets to about the 30. So Whitrock with a nice little return there. Panthers, 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go officially on the clock as they start this drive. Hey, quick chance to mention, the Foxhole Gun Range in Tumwa is having their big gun action this Saturday at the Isaac Walton League, 1107 90th Street in Tumwa at 1 p.m. at the main clubhouse. They're going to be selling a large selection of guns and ammunition. For more information, call 641-895-4480. That's the Foxhole Gun Range in Tumwa. Check it out this Saturday at the Isaac Walton League. Great opportunity if you're a Second Amendment person to get out and exercise your rights to bear arms there in Tumwa. Panthers, 1st and 10, try and run with Copeland up the right side. Copeland stopped at the line of scrimmage and then driven back. That's going to give the Panthers 2nd and about 13 or 12. He's 2nd and 12 on the 27-yard line. So Copeland's attempt, no good for that attempt, but I'm sure they'll go right back to it as the Panthers come up with Copeland again. See, they do. He goes left this time on a counter and stopped right at the line of scrimmage. He's just inches away from breaking it. It's wide open, but he's just getting caught by one or two people right in there. If he can get outside of that, there's a potential to get a first down and more for Chase. So they'll have to try and they'll talk about that at halftime, I'm sure, bellying out a little bit more and reading that across. But nonetheless, that's going to bring up 3rd and 12 for the Panthers on that no gain. Also comes up under center. Pass to Brody Long. Incomplete. Knocked down. Almost intercepted by Ryan, Colton Ryan. Long has caught several in the past. However, this time, the ball not able to get to him. That's probably going to bring out the Pekin punt team as it's 4th and 12. That also stops the clock with an incomplete pass. So that's going to give BGM a minute 27 to work as they go forward. So, Pekin Club. No, I'm sorry. They're not going to kick it. Also, just going to go for it. BGM, nope. Quick kick by Club, taking a little bit of Klein's thunder there, doing the same thing as Klein does. And they came up, also came up under center. They snapped past him and gave it to Club. Club's kick, a good kick here at the 25-yard line. 1st and 10, minute 17. Yeah, I'm looking at the scoreboard. I see 1:17. I'm just wishful thinking, I think. BGM first and 10, a minute 17 to go, ball on the 34-yard line. Panthers take a timeout. They're going to talk about their defense here. They can't allow anything on the sides. They can't allow any skinny passes. So as they take a timeout, just a quick chance to really discuss and talk about this Pekin offense. Now, they have some weapons we haven't seen yet, and so, you know, stay tuned. Like I said, Pekin's going to get the ball in the second half. They've got some things that they haven't done, that they haven't moved with, and so they get some repetitions. Look out, because they do have some passes. Like I said, that one to Brody Long, if thrown over deep enough, he has the opportunity to catch it and move downfield. He's a good, solid tight end. A lot of good weapons still to go. And the Panthers club, a couple carries, not much after that. So the Panthers, no doubt, will go back to some plays during halftime and discuss what they're going to do. Right now, though, it's BGM's offensive time. With 23-8, no doubt trying to extend their lead with a minute 17, they have a couple things they can do here. They can run out the clock, or they can try and take some shots downfield. We'll see what Coach Burns decides to do as BGM comes out from their timeout into their huddle, and now it's at the line of scrimmage. BGM anchored by a very large offensive lineman. Kriegel comes up under center. He is going to pass. He's got four receivers, two on each side. Oh, close to being intercepted. It might be. He's showing him. Keaton Wynn is showing the official. He said, I caught it. The officials are talking about it. It is incomplete. So, I'm sorry. They give it to him. I thought they ruled incomplete, and then they said, no, it is a catch. So the Pekin offense, just like that, I told you to stay tuned. The Pekin offense is trotting out on the field as Kriegel throws an interception right to Keaton Wynn. The BGM fans not very happy here. Of course, what happened was Keaton went to the turf with it and scooped it up and came up, and they're wanting it to be a down ball. However, that's not going to be the case. The Panthers very quick to come out. There is no challenge in high school football, so Kobe also comes up, gets to the couple. Couple's nice and room. He goes to the left side. He gets a first down and a little bit more before he's finally drugged down. So Copeland finally gets that breakout run we've been waiting for. He gets not only a chain movement, but then about 2-3, and with the chains moving, that's going to stop the clock, giving the Panthers a minute 4 to try and put something together here. So the Panthers starting to move on the 37-yard line. Also, shotgun brings Copeland in motion. Pass by Alsop Red. Tried to run it. He made it look like pass, but it was just an option read. A great play by number 54, Adam Hawkins, who's been in there before, coming down for the sack and taking him down. So lose a little bit of momentum there, but that's going to cause the Panthers to take a timeout. And that's their third and final timeout, 49 seconds left to go. Now, the good news for the Panthers here is they did stop the Bears offensively. They did force a turnover, which we talked about they needed earlier. So that's going to force the BGM Bears to go back to their running game some more because the passing game now has been intercepted with a turnover. With that, the Panthers, though, they're trying to take some shots here. It's second down, 17 after that stop. So Alsop's run was really deep there. He faked it to Copeland and then bellied out underneath. So that's going to make it second and 17, ball on the 44. But a lot of options left to go for Pekin. If they can hang on to the football here, although they don't have a timeout, if they can get some pass completions, which they can still move it down. Either way, they're going to get to halftime and get the ball back in the second half. So a lot of good stuff here for the Panthers yet to go. So Pekin comes back after the timeout. Alsop shotgun, trips right, showing a pass formation. They've got Petey Club behind Alsop. Copeland, motion. Alsop standing, firing. Looks for Brody Long, picked up now by Jack Line. They've got to get Jack down. He's an elusive runner. He's still running. He gets up to the 40-yard line, so Copeland's pass, or excuse me, Alsop's pass, Copeland made the tackle, but Alsop's pass intercepted. He was trying to hit Brody Long, who was on a go from the left tight end spot. A great call. Threw it over Brody's left shoulder, but right into the hands of Jack Klein, who then took it from about the 20 and ran another 20 yards down to the 40. So just that quickly, we've seen a PGM turnover and now a Pekin turnover. And we're really right back to where we started. BGM, first and 10, ball on the 40-yard line. 42 seconds left to go to tick off. BDM, still two timeouts left. They took their first timeout with only 5 seconds left, or to go, or 5 seconds started into the first quarter. So it looks like BDM right now showing run. They do. They go up, and Klein gets about 8 yards. It appears that they're just going to run this out and get to halftime. We'll see what Coach Burns decides to do. No timeout yet. Clock's still running. 24 seconds left to go. They are going to try and run a play. There's 15 to go on the game clock and 15 in the snap clock. They could let it run out. They're not going to. They're going to try and run something here, but they're going right to the last second. They are flying, chilling pass. Nothing deep here, and it's not. It falls short of his intended receiver, Sherwood. Christian Whitrock and Keaton Wynn, who intercepted one earlier, there to try and protect, and they do. The ball falls short. That's going to take the Panthers into halftime, 23 BGM, peak in 8. So the Panthers offense, only one score so far, but that drive that they had, near perfect on that drive. If they can replicate that and do that again, the Panthers in very good position to continue. So here at halftime, great chance to catch something to eat, take that break. I told you not to go away before. I'm going to give you permission this time to leave for just a moment because there's 15 on the clock for halftime. Take a break, breathe, but when you come back ready to listen for some great action because we have had quite the fight here tonight. Even though the scoreboard says 23-8, a lot of great plays by both teams happening and a lot of offensive weapons by both sides. I'm going to send you back to the studio for halftime. I might be picking you up in just a second. Like I said, we've had some technology changes. Hopefully you're picking us up live and loud and clear wherever you're at around the world. I'm going to come back in just a few moments, check in here, and we're going to try and get you back to the studio for halftime.